Have this concept of an idea space. And idea space consists of your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and perceptions, and the empty set. And kind of how you touched on at the beginning, the goal is to make you be able to see those objects as objectively as you would atoms, stars, or molecules, right? And how do you do this, right? You do this by kind of taking a step back and looking at it without the eye, right? Like when we look at a computer, we don't say, this is my computer. It's just like, oh, this is just like a computer.
Welcome back to a mental health break, everyone. I am real excited to deliver this episode. Vincent A. Lancey here, and today we're bringing on Clement with some really interesting stuff, something that's not on every mental health episode, where the goal of his work is to allow you to view your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and perceptions as objectively as you would atoms. That was very intriguing to me, and he's a Belgian-born inventor and author with a fascinating journey. Moving to the US at age six, his work has taken him around the world, culminating in a brand new release of a book called The Idea Space: The Science of Awakening Your Non-Self. He'll talk about the path to an awakened mind, blending meditation with sciences, transformative impact on non-self, personal development, practical tips for daily decision making. That's something I'm really looking forward to you diving into, man. So thanks so much for joining a mental health break.
Thanks for having me, Vincent. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I think it'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great conversation, everyone out there. If this is your first time tuning in, you're lucky to be joined by such a passionate guest. This is the show where we normalize the conversation around mental health, one episode at a time. If you want to share your story, please reach out to Danica, podcastsbylancey@gmail.com. She'll get you squared away. But for today, as I mentioned in the preview, we're talking about some unique topics here. I always love to start out here, Clement. What initially drew you to doing some work in the mental health space?
Yeah, great starting question. So for me, I'm a bit of a nerd. So
Same.
I love math and physics. That's always been my bread and butter growing up. And for how deeply I studied it, I realized that for how good it was, it had yet to provide a sustainable model for the mind. And so at the same time that I was deeply studying math and physics, I was also doing a lot of meditation on my own. And honestly, it's kind of weird how life works sometimes. Like, you don't expect to put two and two together, but it's like I started writing this book and I was like, all right, let me write about things that have withstood the test of time. And then it was math, physics, and history. And then the idea space, which is like a mental model for the mind, came out and it's how it came to be.
I love it. Well, congratulations on all your success with this book. I'd love to talk more about that for everyone out there who we've heard meditation a thousand times now. It's a buzzword still. What is a not easy way, but a path of least resistance to get started in meditation if someone's brand new to the space, to the idea?
Yeah, that's a good question as well. So, totally agree. The buzzword of meditation is so off-putting sometimes for people. They're like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. But the simplest way to do it is understanding what meditation is. So, meditation is the formal practice of mindfulness, and mindfulness is just awareness in the present moment, non-judgmentally. So, if you want to do a meditation, just sit down for 5 minutes, right? It doesn't have to be long, and just sit and observe your thoughts. It's going to seem pretty trivial of a task, but you'd be surprised as to how many people are afraid of just sitting down with their own thoughts, right?
And that's 100% true. COVID highlighted that for a lot of people, and that led to a lot of challenges with mental health. What are some things that you do to take care of your mental health here, Clement?
Yeah, I think the biggest one for me is exercise. I don't know about you, but
Same
like
as well, every
if,
morning.
yeah, same. If I don't exercise or move my body in the morning, then the rest of my day just kind of goes down the gutter. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, just because I think I was listening to, I think it was either Rick Rubin or Huberman, but they were talking about the importance of exercises when your body moves a lot, right? And then your mind can kind of just like shut down. But then meditation is also a form of exercise where your body shuts down and then your mind moves. And so in a similar way where we exercise our body to get it fit, you need to do the same thing with your mind, through meditation.
And I love that example where exercise to many people that don't exercise think it has to be lifting weights in the gym, and that's not the case. It comes in all of these forms. In that meditative state where you're in the gym, you're in your zone, you're working out, you're running, you're walking, any of those things can be considered exercise. Something I love outside the gym is taking walks throughout the day, breaks off the computer without my phone, that natural sunlight and just the noises. It really helps me extend my day. But one thing I loved about reading your sheet when it came through here was your dedication to personal development. What got you so dedicated to improving yourself in that way?
Oh man, I don't know. I think it's just human nature to want to improve yourself, especially today. We're always just being compared to like other people, and you have your heroes, and you want to be like, oh, I want to do as much as they can, and they're like massive, and you're just like a little fish in the pond. So I think having heroes and people that you look up to and trying to emulate them and what they do and their habits, and then their results eventually down the line is a big factor for growth, but then how you get there is hard, right? I think reading books is the best way to do it. There was a quote by in Game of Thrones, actually, where
Okay.
the George R. R. Martin wrote, the reader who the person who reads lives a thousand lives, the person who doesn't only lives one. And so I think that's just super important, just to like put yourself in other people's shoes, get a different perspective of the world, and just grow through that.
You can always learn something from every person you meet, every book you read. I mean, I'm one of those people who has a few books open at one time, but right now I got three, and there's always takeaways just from each of those. Reading can be therapeutic just as writing. Everyone knows if you're tuning into this podcast, well, most likely that I'm an author. That's what I love to do. Today's guest also has a new book that came out. Tell us about this new release.
Yeah, so I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier on. So you have this concept of an idea space, and idea space consists of your thoughts, emotions, sensations, and perceptions, and the empty set. And kind of how you touched on at the beginning, the goal is to make you be able to see those objects as objectively as you would atoms, stars, or molecules, right? And how do you do this, right? You do this by kind of taking a step back and looking at it without the eye, right? Like when we look at a computer, we don't say, this is my computer. It's just like, oh, this is just like a computer. And so the book takes a lot of the principles from Zen, which is
Okay.
a derivative of a Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucianism, and mixes it with science, specifically a lot of physics, to kind of show how you can actually view things objectively, because science is the most objective thing we can think of, right? And so by taking the same principles of falsifiability that we find in the science of objects, such as chemistry, biology, and physics, and applying them to the mind, we develop a new science, the science of the first person, which is really what the idea space dives into.
I love that. And I'm typing up great notes for when this show goes live. Everyone out there, writing may not be as easy as just picking up a pen or typing and finishing a book right then and there, but not everyone that writes has to write a book. There is just writing for fun. There are articles you could write. There is just anything, creating a website. Did you find that writing gave you a bit of stress relief throughout that process of creating the book?
So much. And before I even wrote the book, I started journaling. I don't know if you journal as well, but like it's the easiest way to get started writing because you're not writing for anybody, right? It doesn't really matter what you write. You can write complete gibberish and then like read it back like 3 months later and be like, oh, like interesting. This was my mental state then and this is it now. But with the book, I think it was really helpful for me just to like for me, I there's someone named Naval Ravikant who inspired me to write the book because he said, you got to do something that'll make you money while you sleep so that you can free your time. And people who are wealthy have that have free time, not money, it's time. And so that really struck a chord within me. And so I decided to write the book, and just making progress on that every day showed that I could do something myself and like build a quality product. And that kind of just gives you a lot of confidence in life moving forward.
I agree. And you could set mini goals of writing. You don't have to write for days on end. Some people, like sometimes I go in funks and I do that, but just having a goal that you complete each day, even if it's 20 minutes you're dedicating to writing, that will reciprocate in just positive mentality and just in a go-getter mode all day. We touched on a lot of great stuff from your mental health story, what you do for your mental health, this new book, and everything in between. Something else here that you you had in your sheet, which I was really attracted to, was your practical tips for daily decision making. Let's dive into that. I think that's really inspiring. And everyone out there, of course, it works for some, doesn't work for everyone, but he might be able to give you a new tip that you can add to your tool chest.
Yeah, of course. So my little cheat that I use is call it the three me's, right? So there's past me, there's present me, and then there's future me. And whenever I need to make a decision, I just ask, what would the three me's do? And then I give kind of an arbitrary weight to what future me would want, past me would want, and then present me wants.
Love
And then
that.
based on that, you just kind of develop a really good context of like where you were, where you are now, and where you want to go. And then obviously it depends on where you want to go. So I think that kind of helps you stay true to yourself and kind of build that vision out.
I love that. And it comes back to something we alluded to earlier was the reflection piece of the things you're doing. And I am certainly prone to this, where in the beginning, I didn't take time for self-reflection, entrepreneurship. I started these shows. The pandemic hit coincidentally a couple of months after. So I'm doing four or five interviews a day for weeks and just building up months and months of inventory, not making adjustments to the show, not doing all of these things. And I'll even call myself out to give someone out there the courage who's on the fence to start a podcast. These shows used to start with something called the spotlight story. We look into the mental health of someone famous or someone with some kind of relevancy to the guest. These shows would be 10, 15 minutes in conversation before we even get to the guest and talk about anything that you do or your mental health tips or anything. I may have lost the listeners already. I may have lost them already, but I don't know because I was just people want to be on the show. Everything must be great. But from there, if I self-reflected a little better, now I can get the guest on right away, more right to the point episodes. And with that today, Clement gave us so much golden nuggets. Be sure to check out everything he has online. Before I get your contact info, I'd love to leave off. What's one mental health tip that you can leave our audience with if they're having a tough time?
That's a good one. I think for me, one of the biggest realizations is that it can always get better, right? And it's not going to happen by itself. So hit the gym, read those books, take care of your mentals, like Marshawn Lynch said. And just, yeah, I think that's the key to life. Like, yeah, that life goes up and down, but there's hedonic adaptation, which brings us to that baseline level of happiness. And you will get used to it. And yeah, just keep chugging away.
I love that. And the reason I like the gym is because it's not immediate success, right? You're not going to see results for in the beginning months. And then all of a sudden, each week, maybe you get a little stronger in one area, one exercise set, something. And then before you know it, you have this positive habit. And for me, and like our guest today, we do it in the morning. It creates a ricochet effect throughout the day. I can't thank you enough for coming on here, sharing all the great work you do for the mental health field. If someone wants to connect with you online, where can they find you and your book?
Yeah, so best place to find me is www.theideaspace.io, and you can actually get the first chapter of my book for free. So if you're interested in checking it out, go to that site.
Thank you for sharing that, everyone. Be sure to check out all he has to offer online. And with the show is always at amentalhealthbreak.com. Be sure to check us out on social media. And I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can catch this episode in its video form, along with other great episodes and content. But with that, we are signing off today. Clement, thanks so much for taking the time to join our community of mental health champions.
Thanks for having me, Vincent. This was fun.
Absolutely. Talk soon, everyone, and be sure to stay out for the YouTube drop of the Writing with Author so you can learn a little more about his book and all the great stuff he has to offer. Thanks again, Clement.
Yep, thanks. Yep.